the heart of time's vast expanse, where moments weave and dreams entrance, there lies a tale of facts untold, in whispers hushed, in mysteries old. Amidst the stars and swirling skies, where truth and myth entwine and rise, a ballad sings of knowledge sought, in realms of thoughts where wonders fought. From ancient scrolls to modern lore, the journey spans from shore to shore. Each fact a gem, a shining light, guiding souls through darkest night. In every verse, in every line, the truth reveals its grand design. A symphony of fact and fate, in life's eternal endless debate. So let us dance to facts unknown, and wonder where the wind have blown. For in the ballad of our days, the truth unfolds in myriad ways. Welcome to the Lyric Podcast, a place where the lyrics get the stage. And in this episode, we will analyze the context of the song Facts by Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald. This episode is sponsored by Auto Smardo, your trusted local car repair and maintenance shop in KW. Okay, so Facts by Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald. It is a rap song. Also, in some ways, you know, glitches to gangster rap or maybe trap in some ways. But it's particularly in the rap genre. And it combines political commentary with sharp lyrics and rhythmic beats. The song critiques all kinds of social and political issues from conservative perspective, emphasizing the importance of facts and logic in discourse. And we're gonna analyze it a little bit and see what do I understand about this song from an analytical perspective, from a social perspective, and from a neutral perspective, perhaps. So I'll begin analyzing the song. I'll begin analyzing the literary devices and the content, as well as the elements used in the song, which I managed to do some research about. One of the first thing that it's clear to listeners that it's a political commentary song. This song addresses various political and social issues. It includes all kinds of aspects of social landscape. It would be the censorship. It would be the cancel culture, identity politics, media bias. It highlights the importance of critical thinking and reliance on facts rather than emotions or narratives. So that would be the political way of commenting on it. Obviously, it's more of a conservative song, it's clear. It's not on the liberal spectrum. It actually criticizes liberals. But there's also more about the conservative perspective here, where I would say that Ben Shapiro, I mean, he has his own talk show where he criticizes pretty much everything and everyone who's not conservative, whether be it abortion rights, whether be it gay rights, whether be it all types of other minorities that sometimes have ideas that seem extreme to him, beyond trying to make it political and rather turn to the more creative and lyrical literary aspect. It would be the critique of mainstream culture. The lyrics prioritize feelings over facts, right? This is what the lyrics trying to portray. It's discouraging the debate and the dialogue over things. There's an intellectual sort of dishonesty, or maybe the integrity of it is. There's always a need to question or figure out if there's a narrative behind, right? So the song is critiquing this mainstream culture that is developing these days. For example, if I will pull terms from the song, for example, saying like walk Karens in my comments. And what does it mean, right? What does it mean, woke? So when I search the meaning, it comes out as an adjective that means to more like alert to prejudice and discrimination against a specific maybe a group or a race. Or woke is pretty much like woke reporter or woke this, woke that. That's been dominating the headlines. And the song really touches down on it, on this whole woke thing. And then there's the Karen thing. It's very strong. Woke Karens in my, like, it was one sentence that means a lot. Karen is this middle class would say American white woman, I guess you would say, I would say white. It could be, particularly. It could be also other origin, but they particularly focus on the middle-class American white woman that basically feels entitled. And that's Karen. And there's a lot of examples of that online, but... This episode is sponsored by Auto Smarto, affordable auto repair maintenance shop on 326 Manito Drive, Kitchener. They also carry great selection of used cars and always service you with a smile. And now, store your winter tires 4 months for only $55. Yes, you heard it right, $55 for a season. Up to 4 months, call now and get your Auto Smarto, your smart auto service spot for over 15 years. So woke Karens means Karens that feels entitled and they're particularly biased about the reality of their statements or the reality of what the issue is about, what the truth is actually about, and they're more about the problem. They're trying to convey that there's a problem rather than focusing like on the source of the problem, let's say, or how to tackle this problem from its root, you know, what actually caused this problem. So this is the bias culture that they're trying to tackle in this song. Then there's all this literally devices. For example, the rhyme scheme. The song features this consistent rhyme scheme that is typical to rap, right? Which, if I give you an example, for example, I could talk about the part where Ben Shapiro raps, where what he talks about. And it says, let's look at the stats. I've got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a WAP. WAP is basically the song by Cardi B. And then he goes and says, my comment section, all woke Karens. There's all of his worst critics and people that are anti-facts or they have alternative facts, right, that they bring to the table. So, and that's who they really want to tackle. All this group of, as they say, woke social justice seekers. And so you all live with your parents. He's basically trying to say that you should be more about the facts. You should be more about the hardcore science of things. And it will help you get out of whatever you are as well, you know, because here's, look at me where I am. So then there's the other elements like alliteration, using the words facts, feelings, F. Then there's the metaphor, for example, like cancel culture runs the world and the planet went crazy. Repetition, certain facts don't care about your feelings. I don't care if I offend you. Things that repeat to reinforce the key themes and ideas in the song. Every song I write, I end up, if it's all over the place, I end up realizing that I have to kind of stick to the same message and I would have to be repetitive. And so then comes irony. With that repetitiveness, then comes irony. It kind of subvert the typical phrase, highlighting a prioritization of emotions over the evidence of modern discourse. Feelings, facts, don't care about your feelings. It's the other way around. But it is definitely a thought-provoking song. It does bring this clever wordplay. It is catchy, very sharp lyrics. But I do find this song to be obviously not for everyone. Some listeners will be offended, and I guess that's what the power of music. It gives you the ability to express yourself in a way that not too offensive. I think I can lay it out in a mannerful way. And I think they've done a pretty good job saying, hey, you know, we're not trying to be gangsta here. We're not trying to be mafia, like, we're trying to be civil, we're trying to be cultural. It does blend the political commentary, which comes in this rhythmic, clever wordplay. And throughout the song, the use of those literally devices, which we mentioned, they really make the song engaging. And yeah, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Lyric Podcast, where we analyze and explore song lyrics. Thank you for joining us. This episode is sponsored by Auto Smarto, your trusted local car repair and maintenance shop in KW. as we wrap up this episode, if you wish to submit your lyrics and or lyric ideas to be selected and featured, all you have to do is email to lyricpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. It's again, lyricpodcast@gmail.com. Your inspirations are welcome. Thank you for those who are listening to the Lyric Podcast. Lyrics get the stage. Peace.